Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to Life with Style. I'm your host, Guy Vaught, and on this episode, it's a great one. Two of my guys from California came out to Hawaii to work with the military and their organization known as Rock to Recovery. Wes, the founder of Rock to Recovery, you might know him best as the lead guitar player and original member for the band Head PE, also toured with Korn and a bunch of other bands. Wes is a guitar monster and a super, super cool cat. Along with my cousin, Brandon Jordan, the lead singer of the great LA rock band Kill Radio. We sat down, we talked music, recovery, and everything else in between. So sit back, relax, enjoy getting to know the organization known as Rock to Recovery. Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to Life with Style. So excited to have this guy on island, my very, very good friend. I consider him my cousin. You guys probably best know him as the lead singer of Kill Radio, but he's also got a ton of other stuff going on these days. Brandon Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey!
Aloha, I guess that's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, you're in Hawaii. You can get away with that one for sure. How's your trip here been so far?
It's been beautiful. We've been working with the veterans, the Wounded Warriors of the Air Force. We've so far written 4 songs with them, and we're performing with them tomorrow. We don't know where we're performing yet, but we'll get the details on that. And it's just been an honor to work with the servicemen and service women and just show them that they can play music.
Right on. If you want to let people know, what is Rock to Recovery all about?
Rock to Recovery, our six years, okay, Rock to Recovery. So we're in our seventh year, which makes us sound older. But yeah, we've been doing sessions with addicts, alcoholics, at-risk teens, mental health with veterans. And what we basically do is we bring the healing, transformative power of playing music to people who have never played music before. So a lot of people are like, oh, I don't play music. That's probably a program for musicians. No. You know, everybody has even the smallest level of interest in music, we can use that to show somebody how to play a guitar, how to play like a keyboard part. You mean a keyboard part could really be one note, 2 notes, or how to bang a drum, how to write some lyrics, and then they come together, they write a song together, they come up with a name for their band, and then we record it and put it up on SoundCloud. So they actually have like this sense of accomplishment after they finish the session that like maybe a lot of these people have started a lot of things. They haven't finished, and so it gives them the sense of accomplishment that, like, wow, we just wrote a song, like, a couple hours. Now we can listen back to it, and when we get in the van and we're driving around, like, we can listen to our own song, and they come up with a name for it, so it, like, gives them, like, a label to attach them to themselves, and it's a team-building exercise. It's experiential treatment. It works with different modalities as far as, like, with PTSD, TBI. That's why we're here working with the Wounded Warriors. It's not just for people that are like dealing with addiction issues. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Super, super solid for sure. I know also you have an exciting project in the works. We were talking about it earlier. Kill Radio might have some new music coming out. Just want to throw that out there real quick.
Yes. I don't know if anybody listening to this has heard of Kill Radio, but if you have heard of Kill Radio, we definitely didn't get out as much music as we wanted to get out. And that was due to, you know, band infighting and you know, label stuff and just like kind of not being the luckiest band in the world, getting opportunities and maybe not making the most of it. And so we took about 9 years off, and people had kids and people got married and people have careers now, but we are definitely It's taken us about a year, but we have recorded a new album, and it's just about finished mixing, and it's going to go to the mastering plant, and then we'll have it out next year. Oh, not next year, because it's 2019. We just changed years. So we'll be out this year. It's called Enlightenment. And I want to say, you know, it was different, you know, because so much time had passed, over 9 years since we called it quits, and like almost 13 years since the last time we released a record. So much had changed in me, kind of like not being so angry anymore and not like just blaming everything on like politicians and, you know, having to take a little bit of responsibility in that. But so it took a while to get the right attitude. Like, because it's got to be aggressive and it's got to be like a Kill Radio record. It's got to be, you know, have the right attitude. But it also has to reflect like this new growth that we've all seen in our lives. Like, we can't just go back to who we were when we were first started the band. So it took a while to figure out what that attitude was going to be like, and yet still make it meaningful to us, and to show the growth that we've had as human beings behind the scenes. And then we nailed it. Like, we nailed it. Like, the record is gonna be fucking awesome. It took a while, but it's gonna be fucking awesome.
I'm super looking forward to that. I gotta say, I know you're in a little time crunch for just doing this on the fly. Wes is here. I wanted to grab him for a couple questions, if you don't mind. Well, he's across the room, so hold on, guys. I'm actually going to walk across the room. I haven't seen Wes in probably like 20 years. Many of you guys know him probably from the band Head P.E., also touring with Korn. How did Rock to Recovery start for you?
Well, when I started Led Zeppelin, I said to, what was his name, Robert? I said, Bobby. I'm just kidding. Hello, this is Jimmy Page from the band Led Zeppelin. I'm just kidding. How did Rock to Recovery start? I'll tell you how it starts. Brian Welch was coming back to Korn. Head Welch. I had a little seed stowed in my head from my time in rehab and how effective, how much music really impacted people. When I was in a treatment program, there's like 22 dudes and it was very clicky and people insecure, and you're kind of like, I like that guy and he's cool. That guy's a weirdo and screw that guy. You know, you're really insecure and you're dealing with all this drama. But my guitar kind of was the equalizer. It brought everybody together. So when Head was coming back to Korn and he was going to steal my job, that's a joke. Because, you know, there's some Korn fan going out there going, what? That's his band. He wasn't stealing your job. Just kidding, buddy. Calm down. So so when Head came back to his band, which is rad, he went back to his band. He should be there. I'm glad he's there. Anyhow, I was out of a job. So it was really like at that point I was sober and a musician and really lost. And so I had been getting into spiritual practices. And what they kind of teach is, you know, you start getting into service. So it was like, all right, there's been plenty of guitar players in the world. If I die, I'll just be, yeah, Wes, he's a guitar player. Maybe I could create something that can help people long after I'm gone. You know, and the prayer started being like, okay, God, how can I help people make a living? So this idea to want to bring music into treatment centers was born. And that I came up with the name Rock to Recovery and kind of started designing it in my head what it might look like. Because, you know, I was in a treatment center and they didn't have music there. And I knew a bunch of people by that point. We all know people who went to rehab, no music. You're drawing pictures. You're doing yoga. Where was all the music? And so that was the whole how it came to be.
That's so awesome, man. What are some of the things you see happening in 2019 for you guys?
So we started doing a fundraiser because we have a nonprofit entity of Rock to Recovery. And we started in 16, and Chester played, Chester Bennington and Fred Durst and Mark McGrath and Billy Morrison and the guys from Billy Idol's band. We had the Stone Temple Pilots guys and Corey Taylor. And last year we honored Moby and my homie Tommy Vex from Bad Wolves. So each year we do a fundraiser. We're going to do another fundraiser, of course, and that's always a fun time. In support of the sober community and also to raise funds for the nonprofit. And then we honor a couple musicians who are rad and sober. We're looking into taking our brand of music therapy out to the public more. So we're working on doing retreats. So retreats are everywhere these days. Yoga retreat, surf retreat, this retreat, you know, take your dog on a retreat, eat a hot dog on a retreat. There's a lot of retreats. Well, we want to integrate our music. Like, what, you know, if you're going to go do a yoga retreat, how about have a little songwriting at the end? Because it's such a transformative experience, especially for non-musicians, which that's what we're designed for. So we're doing that. We're writing a book based on a lot of the we interviewed like 30 people who'd been through our program and the results they got out of it. Literally, you know, we're an ancillary service. We work with other parts of treatment programs. But in so doing, we've had some great experiences. Like people, like there's this injured vet, wounded vet. She wanted to kill herself. And she said Rock Recovery helped put a song back in her heart. And when people are really damaged and hurting and suicidal or feel all alone or hopeless, when you show them that that energy lives inside them, that playful childlike spirit, it's our endeavor in 2019 to take it everywhere we can. We just launched in NorCal. We just launched in Nashville. We continue to grow our reach. But like what I was saying is we're doing a book based on a bunch of the people we've impacted and having little short stories. We're going to release that to kind of be able to share our message. You know, it's easy to do when you have a book. Go, this is what we do, and get it out to the world. We're working on pitching a TV show about it. I mean, we have a lot of projects going on.
That's so awesome, man. I know a lot of the rock stars that definitely the ones that were smart have been getting sober. I've also noticed with that comes diets, health. Guys are getting more into exercise. Is there anything outside of music that inspires you?
Yeah. Well, so when I get sober, what people may or may not realize is it's not even about not drinking or using. I was killing myself when I was drinking or using. But what you do is you replace that with stuff that really cultivates great energy, right? You learn how to feel life. You get into spiritual practices. So, you know, we've been surfing every day. We hike to waterfall. You know, I do the gym. I do yoga. I do running. All that stuff is, for me, inspiring, like, because it helps me connect. I have other musical projects I'm working on with some people that, you know, will be coming out eventually. So I think life inspires me, because when I'm not loaded and, you know, on massive amounts of drugs, anything's possible. So it's just kind of like chasing down your dreams, you know?
That's so awesome, man. How did you and Brandon end up meeting up?
Okay, so I played in Head PE, and Chad, our guitar player, left, and Sonny from Snot, who we used to play, you know, on tour, you know, Snot, Incubus, System of a Down, Korn, we all played together. So Sonny came over from Snot because his singer died as direct relations to drugs and alcohol. He came and played with us. So, you know, I knew Sonny from back in the day. He was the first guy to get sober. I knew there was a musician who got sober. So when I was doing Rock Recovery, when I was like, man, can I teach people to do this thing I'm doing? I thought he was the first person I thought of. So after we had some time going, well, Sonny had known Brandon for a while, and they had done some, like, you know, work together, you know, new lifestyle, sober work, you know what I mean? Like, they'd kind of journeyed together. And so he's like, I got this dude, Brandon Jordan. And so we hired him, and he was one of the original, I guess, of the four guys I hired, he was one of the early ones on. And so we're out here in Hawaii working with Wounded Warriors.
So awesome, man. How can people get involved with Rock to Recovery if they want to get involved with you guys?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a social media world. We have Rock to Recovery, and it's spelled, you know, Rock T-O, not with the number two, but T-O Recovery. We're on Instagram. We have a great website. We have a YouTube channel with a bunch of videos. We have a Facebook page. You can start by liking us, checking us out. You can come to concerts, and, you know, we do have a nonprofit, so you can donate. You know, and a simple thing that I think people can do too is just take a post and share it and go, hey, man, this organization's cool. I love what they do, and share it on their page and help us spread the word. It costs you nothing, simple to do. And it really helps us get our name out there.
Right on. I highly suggest you guys get on it. Rock to Recovery is killing it. They're doing great work. Also, I just want to ask you really fast, too. Do you find yourself now kind of in a mentor position now that you got this thing going on, and maybe with some of the younger guys coming up the ladder, you're maybe trying to help them and keep them out of the danger zones of obviously the drugs, alcohol, the rock star lifestyle? It seems like we all know where that leads. Do you find yourself working with some of the younger guys coming up?
I wouldn't say in a sense that me specifically, I'm talking with a lot of guys in bands that you would know, like new upcoming bands, but in a general way, yes. I mean, I'm pretty public about my addiction. Some people aren't. They, you know, like they don't tell people they get sober. I'm super open about it. So I get hit up all the time from people all over, and from bands you never heard of or just normal people like, hey, man, I got 3 days. How do I do this? Or I need help. And so people are reaching out all the time. You know, and we live in this world where we can share information so quickly, you know, through social media and the digital realm. So it's not like in the early days of the 30s or 40s or even 70s when people got sober and it was this hidden little thing. It's like everybody's talking about it. It's on news shows and TV shows and morning shows, you know. So I think it's pretty easy for people to know that sobriety and another answer exists. You don't have to die like Kurt Cobain or, you know, whatever, whoever OD'd, you know, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. So I'm easy to find, and I think people know that there's a way out and they search for it, you know?
For sure. I did an earlier podcast on Andy Irons. Obviously, Andy was the man, 3-time world surfing champion, but I really did that podcast about mental health. I personally have ADHD, ADD. Obviously, I think a lot of artists, musicians do have that as too. Do you find mental health being more acceptable and people are more open about talking about mental health issues?
Yeah, mental health's kind of like the new thing, right? Not me. I mean, it's obviously been around for years, but you know, we've been talking about addiction for years, but now because people are dying, they're talking a lot about mental health, because you have like, you know, Chester and Chris Cornell and Robin Williams, and there's been so many famous people, unfortunately, that have died, not just from straight addiction, from mental health issues as well. And as tragic as that is, it does bring a lot of exposure to it. And, you know, the reality is I started saying too, you know, I've never been diagnosed with clinical depression, but I've sat in the tour bus wishing I could die, like wanting to be dead. And addiction ties so heavily into mental health. It is a mental health issue. When you get really sick from drugs and alcohol, you're a psycho. You know what I mean? In the subtlest way, a lot of it too. You don't realize you're lying and full of shit. So I think they're so closely interwoven that you can't talk about addiction without really talking about mental health too.
Right on, man. I really, really appreciate the time. It was so awesome. Like I said, I haven't seen you in like 20 years. So like you said, we were probably partying back in the day and doing the thing. But, you know, it's cool to have you guys out here.
We hung out 800 times and don't remember any of them.
Pretty much. So thank you so much for coming on the show. You and Brandon killing it. And it was great having dinner with you guys and hanging out, man.
Yeah, my
so
pleasure.
Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
We shook hands, but you can't hear it because we didn't do it loudly.
All right, guys. Well, there you go. Another episode of Life with Style. Wes dropping in with some good stuff, as well as Brandon. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. It's totally on the fly here at the Sheraton Waikiki in Hawaii. And have a good night.
Yeah, guys. Look, you just did a podcast.
Yeah, banging them out, bitch.
That's 2019 for you, dude.
All right, guys. Well, there we go. Another episode in the books. Thank you again, Wes and Brandon from Rock to Recovery, for the time. It was great hanging out, seeing you guys. I know we were pressed for time, but we made it happen. Be sure to support Rock to Recovery. I can't stress it enough. These guys are doing incredible work. It's Rock T-O Recovery, not the number 2, just so you know. So be sure to go out on Facebook, Instagram. You guys know what the deal is with the whole social media thing. So I'll leave that up to you. But Rock to Recovery, always, always doing great things. If you live in Los Angeles, California, or Southern California for that matter, stay up to date. Rock to Recovery has their fundraiser coming up. Make sure to go out and support that. They always have some heavy, heavy cats come out. Big jam sessions. I know last year Dave Navarro showed up along with a ton of other cats. It's always a great night of music. and it's for a really, really solid organization. I know that there's a million other organizations out there that everyone can support in this day and age, but Rock to Recovery is really solid. They're doing great work, and they're just, like I said, really, really cool cats. So make sure to check those guys out. Get on the website, buy a t-shirt, some merchandise, and support that organization. With that being said, we have some great, great interviews in the pipeline for you guys coming down the pipe. So stay tuned. I will keep you guys posted. Keep checking my Instagram page, at Guy Vaught. That's G-U-Y. V as in Victor, A-U-G-H-T as in Tom. I'm sure here pretty soon, with Life with Style doing its thing, we're probably going to have to make its own Instagram page, and we'll probably get on that pretty soon. We're just having fun with the show. Like I always say, it's grassroots. We're just trying to get off the ground. If you guys have any questions or want to message me, feel free, and let me know what you think of the show. It's always important to know that you guys are enjoying it, and if there's a certain guest that you hope I can get on the show, feel free to shoot me a message, and I will try to make that happen. So until next time, stay safe, stay sound, and we'll talk to you soon.